dictation for Kamie, K-A-M-M-I-E. Tryon, T-S in today, R-Y-O-N. July 17, 1984. Mrs. Tryon, 38-year-old lady, now dialysis patient in Mount Pleasant, under my care, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Multiple prolonged hospital admissions, with the most recent one, June 22nd to July 10th, from catheter-related sepsis. She's end-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. The last event was severe hypertension of pregnancy about 2 years ago. We were doing dialysis. She was lost to care for almost a year. The dialysis catheter has to be exchanged because of sepsis. Now this is the third dialysis catheter altogether, two on the right, present one on the left. She is at the nursing home, Laurels, L-A-U-R-A-L. Mental status is now back to normal as she has multiple episodes of encephalopathy and delirium. She has a calciphylaxis with multiple abdominal wall ulcers, primarily on the right side. She's obese. There is also the cuboidi on the sacral area. Topical treatment, I believe, of antibiotics. Participating on physical therapy. So far, not able to stand up or walk. Tolerating diet. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Loose stools, no bleeding. Minimal amount of urine, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen, no inhalers, no sleep apnea or CPAP machine. Next paragraph, her past medical history, long-term diabetes, poorly controlled, peripheral neuropathy, deformity of the right foot, deformity of both hands at the time of secondary infection, osteomyelitis, fatty liver, vitamin D deficiency, B12 deficiency, number 4 toe amputation on the left foot, nephrotic syndrome, dialysis, polysubstance abuse, atrial fibrillation, depression, urinary incontinence, isolated positive PANCA and positive MP as in Paul O, although how that relates to present problems is not clear. Next paragraph, medication list review. Includes phosphorus binder Renvela, R-E-N-V as in Victor, E-L-A, vitamin D, Benadryl, Bisoprolol, Flomax for high potassium, Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, pain control, oxycodone, Ciprexa, renal vitamins, nutritional supplements, EPO, and iron infusion. Next paragraph, blood pressure is running upper side. She recognizes me, alert orientation 3, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, morbid obesity, but she has lost like 35 pounds over the last 1 year. No localized rallwisses, although distant, no pericardial wrap, appears regular. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, extensive calciphylaxis wounds towards the right abdomen and flank. Both hands are deformed from prior osteomyelitis on the palmar area. There is also deformed right foot, which is bended internally. The absence of number 4 toe on the left side. Weakness but no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries. Anemia, 8.1. Ferritin, 483, saturation, 13%. EPO to be increased to 6,000. Intravenous iron being given. Left-sided neck dialysis catheter. Dialysis for 3 hours. KTB poor at 122 and URR of 66. Kidney membrane to be changed to 180. Target weight 87. Presently up to 89, almost 90. Blood pressure 140s to 160s over 80s. Low albumin 3.1. Normal potassium 4.6. Sodium low 135, glucose 97, 2 potassium bath, phosphorus elevated 5.8, calcium elevated 10.5, PTH low at 13, no calcium-based binders, no Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, or vitamin D-125. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, combination of diabetic nephropathy with nephrotic syndrome, hypertension, exacerbated at the time of pregnancy 2 years ago. So far, no AV fistula done yet. We are referring to vascular surgeon for mapping. Multiple episodes of Lyme sepsis. This is number three. Catheter now on the left sided. Clearance is poor. Change kidney to 180. Continue fluid restriction. Restricted diet. Phosphorus binders. Anemia management. Poor nutrition on supplements. Increase EPO, aggressive physical therapy, continue blood pressure medications adjustment, presently not candidate for transplantation, continue pain control narcotics, continue management of calciphylaxis wounds on the abdomen flank and the cubital on the sacral area. End of dictation.